Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, along with the Life Support Office Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. I'm just so delighted tonight to be back on the radio broadcast with our study in the Word of God on tonight. We're going to just give God praise tonight. I give him praise who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to all of you, my father's children. We just give him praise. We thank God for an opportunity to study his word on tonight. We just give him praise on tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we'll get started. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O my Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works, and I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doeth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also shall see my desire on my enemy, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no uprightness in him. Amen. I have just read you from Psalms 92. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now, and then we'll have a prayer.
He's a wonder in my soul.
I don't know how many of y'all know this, but
yeah. He's a wonder, he's a wonder, he's a wonder, yes, he is. He's God in my soul. Oh, oh, yeah. He's a wonder, he's an awesome wonder, he's an awesome wonder in my soul.
I came to bless.
His name. Now, I want y'all to say this with me like it's a Sunday morning. If you need something that you know you can't do for yourself, if you need God to work something out that you've been trying to work out and you just can't figure it out in your own strength, in your weakness, His strength is made perfect. Some of y'all are real cute. You just been leaning on God. But I dare you to get personal and stretch out on Him. Just learn how to stretch out in His lap and lay on Him. If you need God to do it, I want you to point to yourself and make it personal and say, I need your love. Come on and make it personal to me.
Come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come just confessing and repenting and asking your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord, we just come just thanking you, just praising you, Lord, just giving you all the glory, magnifying your holy name on tonight, Lord. We give you glory, Father. We worship you right now, God. We just thank you on tonight, Lord. And Father, I ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bind up the strong man right now, God, from this radio broadcast. Father, I bind him up right now, and I cast him out, and I command him to go in the name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask you right now, God, to just bind the strong man from our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you right now, God, to just touch our minds on tonight and touch our hearts, Lord, and that we may be receptive and so that we may understand the word of God on tonight. Whatever it is you want us to know in this word and out of this word and from this word, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you now to let this heart of mine, let this mind, God, in the name of Jesus, just understand what you're trying to tell us on tonight. And in the name of Jesus, then, Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost can use me and increase and use me, Lord, to minister on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to keep them all covered in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just give you praise on tonight. I give you glory on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask all these things in your name and for your in Jesus' name and for your sakes, amen. Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God on tonight. I almost got caught up in that music. I just give God praise on tonight and I give him glory. God is such a good God. He is such a good God. And I just thank him on tonight. We're going to get ready to go in too, because I think we got a lot of questions on tonight. We got 26 and 27 of Genesis, and I'm getting ready to start reading. And there was a famine in the land. Besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath word unto Abraham thy father. I hope we haven't done this already, because it surely seemed like it. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all thy these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say, she is my wife. Least said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked upon out of a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, of a surety she is thy wife. And how sayest thou, she is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might lightly have lain with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sold into the land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and flew unto him. He and grew and came very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him for all the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham his father. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, but for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the name by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants dig in the valley and found there a well of spring water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well East, because they strove with him. And they dig another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of that Sitnah. And he removed from thence and dig another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboam, and he said, for now the Lord have made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from this to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants dig a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar in Hazor, one of his friends, and Philcol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me? sin ye hate me and have sent me away from you? And they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had dug, and said unto him, we have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba until this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took his wife, Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Bashmath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and Rebekah. 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapon, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for the venison, and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to this that I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from this two good kids of the goat, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loved, and thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will fear me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon him, his hands, and upon his smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, and she had prepared that she had, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Esau, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee the dew of the heaven and the fatness of the earth, plenty corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesses thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing, Jacob was yet scarce gone out of from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting, and he also had made savory meat and brought it unto his father and said unto his father, let my father rise and eat up his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that have taken venison and brought it me? And I had eaten of all before thou camest and had blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and have taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he have supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessings. And he said, how hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me, also my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and the dew of the heaven from above. And by the sword shall thou live and shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off his neck. Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doeth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until thy brother fury turn away, until thy brother anger turn away from thee, and he forgot that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, which what gave shall be my life do me. Let me read this. Such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Amen, y'all. Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be here tonight. We're going to get started because we got some questions. Amen. So we in 26. Let me get it. What did I do with it? Okay. Where did Isaac go at the time of the famine in the land? This is in 26.
Is that your word?
He went to the land of the Philistines. And under the king Abimelech of Gerar. Okay, how did Isaac refer to Rebekah here? How did he refer to her?
As his sister.
Amen. Who saw Isaac and Rebekah while looking through his window? Who saw them?
It was King Abimelech.
Mm-hmm.
King Abimelech.
Okay. What did he see?
They was playing around.
Mm-hmm. Doing what husband and wife do, you know, just joking around like that. What was his reaction?
What everybody else was thinking. I mean, at the time, he probably was a little upset because, you know, that it was true, what people was probably saying around the city.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact that he lied to him, it was something else totally different. Or he had to lie and say that with his sister. So he probably felt off, you know, different kind of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick question here.
Okay.
Isn't this the same king Abimelech with Abraham and Sarah? Where Abraham?
Well,
that's why the passage sounded familiar to you.
It was a pharaoh, I thought. Let me see. One of the pharaohs. What? It was Abimelech. Who's Abimelech?
It was the same king. And I just wanted to take note about this because, you know, it didn't too much talk about Abraham having an issue and a weakness. But Abraham, he disobeyed God because he actually went to Egypt. But in the text here, you notice that God instructed Isaac not to go to Egypt. You know, he said, go not down into Egypt. But, you know, Abraham, you know, Isaac, he was going to Egypt. He was on his way to Egypt.
Told
but, you know, Abraham, but Abraham, he went on to Egypt.
I thought he went to Canaan.
If you go back to Genesis chapter 12, anyway, we'll get off of it. Let's go on over this question. I've been studying a little deep, and this was one of Abraham's weaknesses because he went on, you know, and after God instructed him on where to go, he went on south. He went on that way anyway, but We'll go back over it. It's in chapter 12, verse 10 through 20. But we'll talk about that later. But it was just a nugget for me because it was almost the same thing repeating, you know, itself in this. This chapter, God specifically told him, go not down into Egypt. You know, don't go to Egypt. Yeah, he specifically stopped to tell him this. You know, but anyway, we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about that later.
Okay. Okay. Okay, where we at? What did he see? Okay. What did the king Abimelech tell the rich and the prosperous Isaac to do?
Go away from us.
Yep, he told him to leave the land.
For you are much mightier than we are.
Because Isaac had got, God was blessing him because he was obeying. And he had so many folk. God told him he was going to multiply his seed. And then he had so many camels and goats and all kind of animals and his manservants and his maidservants. He had so his herdsmen. He had so and the man was scared of him because he was triple their size. And the other cities was telling him to get on away because you know you can. You can take over us at any time because it's too many of y'all. So that's why they was telling him to move, to get. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, he told the rich and the prosperous Isaac to do okay because he was rich and he was prosperous. So, who grieved Isaac and Rebekah? Who grieved them?
Esau.
And why?
Esau
grieved.
Because Esau cooked. Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say now? Oh, because Esau took wives. And from the Hittite. And went against the pattern of what Abraham established that his family should marry, should not marry the women of Canaan.
That's right.
So that's why he was.
Which was the grief of mine unto Isaac and Rebekah. Yep, absolutely. So, okay, in chapter 27. Before Isaac died, what did he want Esau to do for him? Anybody?
He wanted them to go get his bow and stuff and go get him some venison and make him something to eat so that he can bless him before he get ready to pass away.
Right. Amen. Okay. What did Rebecca want? Wait a minute. What did Rebecca want for Jacob?
She wanted him to steal Isaac's blessing that his father was getting ready to put on Isaac. Is that Isaac?
Esau.
So he had already took his birthright. So now she's trying to take everything from him. So. that's what she did. She plotted and tricked and did so he can receive the blessings.
Yep. This is so, if, I mean, that stuff right there, it's, I mean, it was deceitfulness and lying and I don't know these, but you know, that he still blessed them. Who said that? Somebody told me that he still blessed them. He still, all this lying and going and stealing birthrights and all this kind of stuff, but he didn't steal it. He didn't steal a birthright. He said, "Now if you so hungry, you finna pass out. I'll give you some soup or some porridge, whatever he had to get for your birthright." He didn't have to do that, but he did it. I mean, Esau didn't have to give Jacob his birthright, but he did.
His brother shouldn't even have to sell his food to him like that neither, though. That was wrong. Yeah. He should have just gave him, if he was hungry, he should have just fed him, you know, instead of just tricking him out of his birth, well, even receiving his birthright. He shouldn't even done that.
Yeah, but you know, you're right. That's why I said, but God still blessed Jacob. But after he did that, God still blessed him. He still had the blessings of the Lord on him. When I tell you, that's why the men told him, get away from us because you're growing too much. You're too big. God was still blessing him. Anyway.
And you, and not only that, you just have to remember when they was first born, when they came in, it was such a roar, and from the, you know, the hair on their back, one was hairy and the other one wasn't, and it meant something. It was just from then on, you get what I'm saying, they was already placed in certain things and expected to do something based on
certain things.
How they came into the world, and you know, from birth. So one of them was a scoundrel and all of this and all of that. So I ain't gonna say that's what they known to do, but that was, those were the names that they was been given because of how they treated each other. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes us as parents, you know, I'm not gonna say we have the blame or we all of the blame of how our children act, but you get what I'm saying? We can surely attest to some of those things. I have two sons. They're not twins, but I wouldn't treat them any less or different. You get what I'm saying? But I surely would make them, help them to live up to some negativity of what they name they stand for. You get what I'm saying? If anything, I would, you know, twist them and turn them and you get what I'm saying, towards righteousness. Mm-hmm. Hey, son, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. This, you get what I'm saying? Even though your name means this, or, you know what I'm saying, this is what they put on you. You get what I'm saying? This is why I think one of the reasons why we have a lot of curses on our families now, it go from generational type of things, is because people label us, those who come in this world, oh, her mama was like that, she going to be a big one. Look at her. What did they say? Apple don't fall far from the tree. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my thing of it is, I just think that it started back when they you know, they came out of their mother's womb.
Because one of Jacob had Esau here, didn't he? Ain't they the twins?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when it came out, Jacob had, Esau came first, he the oldest, and Jacob was holding on to his heel.
That's right.
So that says something right there.
Exactly.
That
so he
right
probably
there.
Feel like he the last person. You get what I'm saying? He may feel like, you know, I mean, the boot catcher or the heel catcher or the hold on to or the, you get what I'm saying? And I ain't being called my name. It's my name plus something else in parentheses. That's hard. I just
wanted to kind of piggyback off of what Mimi was saying, you know, about generational curses and, you know, children and parents and the apple not falling forth from the tree. And then going back to Abraham going down to Egypt and Isaac and chapter 26. I just want to talk about that because it's tied up in what we're talking about now. So if you go to Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, you start at verse 9, it says, "And Abraham journeyed going on field toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land." And that's what I was saying about how God specifically told Isaac not to go to Egypt. And
right.
You know, I don't think that Abraham sat down and talked to Isaac about his weaknesses, because Abraham did, you know, he's a great man of faith. You know, that's how we remember Abraham. But Abraham had a issue right there, you know. And so sometimes we have to remember that we too can go through the same weaknesses as our parents. We too. Or our children can go through the same weaknesses as we have went through.
Right, right.
And so God specifically told Isaac, go not down into Egypt.
Egypt. He didn't
don't
do
go
it
there,
did he?
No, he didn't. But he was showing up on both of the south. He was showing up going to pray. And so
yeah.
I just wanted to say that, you know, sometimes, you know, it's generational curses and, you know, all of that. But, you know, we have to be able to obey the voice of the Lord. You know, we have to be able to hear his voice. And once we hear his voice, we have to be able to obey his voice. Because God speaks to us and he gives us direction. And that Genesis 26, show enough bless my soul today. Amen. Because it just tied it back, because when she began to read it, it was like a repeat. Because that's what it was. It was
right.
A generation all over again.
Well,
the same thing. The wise and going to Egypt was almost the same thing all
it
over
still
again.
It was. It
Amen.
Still was. It was something. I'm like, did we read this already? Did we do it already?
Amen.
But that's what it seemed like. Man, it just, that was
Amen.
That, and I still believe that it is something how, but you know, Jacob, I studied a lot too in the many years, and how they called him the trickster. But he didn't start off as the trickster. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the boy didn't have to give him his birthright. He could have went on home. He could have just said, give me some food, and he asked for his birthright. No, just give me a piece of bread or something. Or I'm going to tell Dad, I'm going to tell my father on you if you don't, or I'm going to tell Mom on you if you don't. But he did it. He gave it to him. But Rebecca is the one that cooked this other thing up. Jacob didn't do this. She is the one who did that. So, it's, you know, God,
why
God
she do
hates
that?
A liar. But she,
why
would
she do that?
Because she wants, I don't know, but you know, the Messiah coming down through the line of Jacob. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's coming down through that line. Jesus.
Okay, I got a question again. You said in 12 that Abraham didn't go to Egypt, because in 12 it says that Abraham.
I
said
he did go. He did go.
Okay.
He did go.
He
said.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Isaac,
he didn't go in 26.
Huh? You echoing. I can't hear you. Understand.
Okay, you got me on loudspeaker. I am echoing. I can hear it. So in Genesis 12, verse 20, I'm sorry, verse 10, Yeah, I can hear an echo.
She
got me on loudspeaker.
I mean, okay. I have everybody, you know the when I the broadcast.
Okay, so in Genesis chapter 12, verse 10, Abraham did go to Egypt.
So now
in Genesis 26,
Isaac.
In chapter 26, verse 2, God told him not to go to Egypt.
I wonder why he let Abraham go.
And then in chapter 12, it started talking about Sarah and how Abraham looked at her and said she was a fair woman, and that he had to lie and say that. That was his sister. And it was like
and
a repeat
was
all over again.
It was
the same king.
Mm-hmm. Man. That's something. It's something to that.
It took me away.
Yeah, it's something to that because both of them said the same thing. This is my sister. But Abimelech was on top of it. And his little discernment kicked in like,
and he said the same thing.
Yeah, he looked out the window and saw him and said, "Okay, I done been through this before. I'm not gonna go through this anymore." You know what I'm saying? I done been through this. You know, hey, I see y'all over there smooching and kissing and rubbing and touching and stuff. What wives and husbands do? Y'all ain't no sisters and brothers.
Famines were a judgment of God. And you just noticed that it was a famine, and then the famine came in Genesis 26, God turned right around and said, "Isaac, don't go to Egypt."
That's something. I'm gonna have to study into it some more too.
So what I basically get out of it is that Isaac, he journeyed south, and God basically warned him not to go any further. But Isaac, he always lived in the land that God told him to live in, and
mm-hmm.
the son of promise was always to live in the land of promise. So that's probably why
mm-hmm.
he told
Jacob,
because he was supposed to live in the land of promise and not
mm-hmm. in Canaan.
Where Isaac was. So if Isaac did, God promised him the blessing. The blessing will be with him because
mm-hmm.
of Jacob. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, he didn't go.
She got their names mixed up. Jacob. See, Isaac was Jacob's daddy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you had them mixed up there.
In 26, basically it says, live in the land which I shall tell you. So basically, Isaac journeyed south, and God warned him not to go any further. And Isaac was
mm-hmm.
always to go in that land that God told him to go in.
So on with milk and honey.
The son
yeah.
of promise was always, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. You're right.
The son of promise was always to go to the land of the promise. And if Isaac did, God promised him to be with him and to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for Abraham.
Yep.
Abraham went south too.
But
he just kept going to Egypt.
If Isaac had a went where God told him to go, Esau wouldn't have never gotten a wife out of that land. And that's what grieved Isaac and Rebekah. And the Eve.
Right.
Obeyed God in the beginning, Esau wouldn't have never got a wife. out of the land. God told him not to go in. And that was one of the reasons, you know. And if they had did that, he wouldn't have gotten a wife out of there. But if we go back to chapter 25 in Genesis, it talked about those two twins, Jacob and Esau. It says, the Lord told Rebekah that you got two nations in the womb, and there's two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and one of the people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. That's what God told her then. And since Rebecca loved Jacob, she wanted him to have a blessing, not Esau. And that's why Rebecca did what she did. Because she loved Jacob. That was her last born. That's her baby. And Isaac, he loved Esau. But Esau sold his birthright to his brother because he was hungry. And he said, what is a birthright if I die of hunger? So he sold it to Jacob. But he didn't mean to keep his word. So when Isaac said, go fix some venison, come back, and I'll bless you. Rebecca heard it, told Jacob, hey, your dad finna bless your brother. Let me make you camel hair, put some clothes on you, let you smell like him, look like him, and give him some venison. And he said, get the birthright for you. He had already sold it in the beginning. However, it still went to the elders. But God had already spoken in 23 what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, that's good. So let's answer these few questions up. What was Isaac's blessing for Jacob in 27?
Repeat it again. Which question is it?
27. What was Isaac's blessing for Jacob? Number two.
He would serve his brother and bow down to him. And
That's Esau.
That was Esau. Okay.
Uh-huh, that's the next one. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Jacob. It's just the opposite of Esau. I mean, he blessed Esau, too. He did bless him, but, you know, he blessed Jacob with the blessing he had for Esau.
Right.
You know, and he blessed him with abundance, you know, and that he would have abundance of land and be master over his brethren. That's how he blessed him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he blessed Esau too, but he blessed, you know, he told him, he blessed him, and then he told him, you're going to have to serve your brother. You're going to have to serve your brother. Mm-hmm. So he would live by the sword and serve his brother. So he would fight and serve his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Esau resolve to do to Jacob after Isaac's death? Everybody know that, because he probably was mad as heck. When he gave him a baby, he was mad as heck. He took everything from the boy, but he didn't really take. But, you know, he lied. Abraham lied. He lied. Mm-hmm. You know, Rebecca lied.
Sarah lied.
You know, Sarah lied. So there's some stuff, and God still blessing. This is not something to lie and think God going to bless you because he'll knock you down. But it's just something. But he looked beyond our faults and see our needs. And he probably knew their heart that they weren't trying to really lie to get stuff. he was trying to lie to stay alive, Abraham and Jacob. Was it Jacob? Isaac. Whoever it was. I know it was Abraham.
Isaac.
Whoever it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was just trying to, he was telling that to stay alive. Now, sometimes you have to do some stuff and be repenting all the time. You know what I'm saying? And saying, Lord, you know, this
right.
got to happen because I need to go walk through this street. And if I walk through this street without telling them something, I'm going to be dead.
Right.
But the whole thing is, the Messiah is coming through the line of Jacob and Abraham now. Now, Esau, that's different. But Jacob, is he in the line of where the Messiah is coming from? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Rebecca send Jacob?
To her brother's Laban's house? And Haran, Haran?
Mm-hmm. Haran, mm-hmm. Yep, that's where she's sending. Yep. Mm-hmm. What was her reason to Isaac for sending Jacob away?
To give his brother time enough to cool down so he won't,
yep.
So he won't be angry no more and to be thinking about killing him.
Right. Yep. And then she didn't want Jacob to get no wife from them daughters of Heth.
That's right.
in the land of Canaan. Because you know what? Them helpers in Canaan, y'all forgive me. They said they was heathens. And I just can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't believe it. They were, and then nobody wanted them to marry. They child them and the sons to marry the daughters. Because they say they was heathen, they was destructive, they was baby kids.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, Canaan came from Ham.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. African folk and some of us, you know, all that kind of stuff. But she did. She said she couldn't rest. She was greed over that. She couldn't hardly rest. She, you know, because of them Canaan. And she was saying her life wouldn't be worth it or something. She said. Mm-hmm. She was really upset. Rebecca said to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. That's them." Them baby kids from Canaan. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these, which are the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? So she was really upset. She was really worried about that. She was really worried. But this, I mean,
so,
we could go on two days.
So where was Rebecca from?
Rebecca was from somewhere else. I forgot. We had that last week.
Yeah, but she ain't no better using her signs to trick her daddy and her brother out of his stuff.
Oh, no.
That's
yeah.
why I didn't understand. I agree with you. Like, that's why I didn't
but you
understand.
Know what?
This.
But you know
because
what?
Rebecca,
it was the reason why. It's a little deeper than what you think. The reason for the trickery, I'm reading up on it now, but she was trying to do, it's a little deeper than that. If you go back to Genesis 25 and 23, you know, she's like she was trying to help God fulfill a prophecy or something. You know, yeah.
By lying and all of that, but she fed all them camels and all of that stuff just to go lie to God. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Because this is what I'm trying to say. She was a good person.
She was beautiful.
When Abraham had his servant to go and find her, she was a good girl for Isaac. So, she was good for him. So
what turned the wealth, all the money and the wealth and stuff turned up? Because Boko was her friend, so I didn't see where she was going to miss out at.
Well, it was, you know, it was the thing about the two nations within her womb. Who was that speaking? Dad, sister, and one was going to be stronger than the other. And so she was trying to make sure the stronger one was her favorite son.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that's what she was trying to do.
That's what she was trying to make. Still in all, I still think, like you said, somebody said she was trying to help God. I believe because the Messiah coming through Jacob, through that nation, not Esau's nation, but Jacob's nation, in his bloodline.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. That's what God's trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been good. Anybody else got to say something else to say before we close? But it's good because it's so much we missing. We could talk about, you know, to go deeper in this. It's so much more. It's a reason for all of this. And the main reason is Jesus. Believe me, that's the main reason. And how they just putting a hedge around Jacob and making sure everything is right for Jacob is because of the Messiah. It's because of the Messiah. I know he coming through that line. And so from them two nations, the Messiah came from Jacob. Mm-hmm. So anyway, next week, if we want to talk about it some more before we start in the 28th, Thursday, we'll be back here Thursday at the same time because, we don't need to rush so quick. We don't get the full understanding of what God is doing here.
I agree.
God is doing a whole lot here, and we don't need to miss none of it. So if you have any questions on Thursday, we're going to go over it again. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure we know, and then we can go on. We don't need to skip because, you know, that's why we studying. That's why this Bible study. We studying to get an understanding of what this is. So we're going to get ready to close off if nobody else have anything else. Amen. Father, we just thank you tonight for all that you've done. We just give you glory and praise for just opening up our minds, our understanding, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. I ask you to cover each one of them in the blood of Jesus, and I ask you to encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord God, I ask you on tonight, Lord, to just bless and allow us more grace and mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for another opportunity to study your word on tonight. Father, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to just forgive us, Lord, for anything that we've done, God. Please forgive us. Lord, I thank you for blessing this broadcast on tonight. In Jesus' name, I ask it all. And I thank you for it. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. We'll see you right back here Thursday night at the same time. God bless you all. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Good night.
Good night. And good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.